Welcome to the very first BKB official podcast, and I'm delighted that the first guest is Simon Sinkovic. Simon, how are we doing?
I'm good. Hello, Dom.
Now, firstly, what a fight you've got. The rematch a lot of people want to see. It's for BYB 12 at the O2 Arena. In the Trigon, you're going to be taking on Erik Olsson again.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What is it about? I mean, Erik was disqualified last time you met because he was headbutting you repeatedly. How do you feel about the rematch?
I asked Jim for a rematch straight away after the win. I'm not happy how Erik ran away from the fight. So I feel great. I really look forward for this fight, especially in the Trigon, especially in the BYB. It's something else.
I suppose really, in the fight, if you get disqualified, you can say you didn't lose the fight. You can say you were disqualified. And I wondered if that was part of his tactics.
We need to ask him. I saw his videos after fight and some bullshit what he was talking to me, to my friends. When I read what he was saying and when I heard what he's saying, I think he saw totally different fight. The truth is, the bottom line is he was afraid to fight. He lost the fight. He chose the easiest way by disqualification.
So that does that make you more confident for the rematch?
No. I'm preparing to this fight the same way like to every other fight. I know people don't like him. I don't give a shit so much about my feelings towards him, but he's experienced fighter. He still have something in his pockets what he can use against me. So I'm preparing to this fight the same way like to every else.
Without doubt, he's a tough guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He's been around many years, so yeah, it's dangerous and it's BKB. You know, it's bare knuckle. All one small mistake can take everything away.
I suppose really for the total amount of minutes in a round, whether it's two or this time three for you, the one thing about BKB. In glove boxing, you lose focus, you can recover. In BKB, if you lose your focus or switch off for a second, you can be unconscious.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this sport, that you can't lose the focus. You need to stick to your plan and stick to your habits from the first seconds of the fight until end of the fight. It's no time for or no place for mistake there.
What do you feel about fighting in the Trigon?
It's kind of exciting because the game plan change. It's you need to look out to not be in the corner because the it's not easy. It's not the ring. It's not easy to get out from the corner in the Trigon. I saw a few fights, so it's different tactic. It's different tactic for the fight.
The corner, the apex, that corner, to be trapped in there might suit Erik if he can trap you in there. So you've got to control the center of the ring.
Yeah, but we shouldn't forget that in BYB, the punching from the clinch is still allowed.
Does that suit you?
Yeah, with my wrestling and grappling background, I love to clinch Erik. He will not manage to get out from my clinch.
What do you expect from Erik in this fight? Because he was disqualified last time. He can't afford another disqualification. He'd already lost two on the spin before the disqualification. What do you expect from him?
I expect that this time he's going to fight like a man. That's the first thing. And I expect him to follow the rules. I agree for fighting in the higher weight. I agree for way in day before. So hopefully this time he's gonna show up in the weight and actually fight clean, as clean hand he can fight.
Do you feel that fighting? I mean, let's you. I think you're 40 now, 41 now.
41 this year.
41, and you keep fighting. Why on earth do you keep putting your body through it?
You know, that's a question what everybody asks me. That's only thing what I can do. That's only thing what I love to do, and I know how to do, and I'm pretty good with it. Training keeps me fit. Training keeps me in good mental shape. So why not? Why not to fight until body say okay for that?
You're training for fights, but you're also training like three times a day. It seems to be probably the biggest passion you've got is training.
Yeah, that's my work gave me a chance to have a lot of free time for the training. And why not? Why I should sit in front of TV and eating candies if I can just go to the gym? And it's I don't make three hard trainings a day, because that's nobody can manage. But I just split one hard training for three smaller sessions, more technical sessions. So I have my strength condition training, I have my strength training, and I have my technical training. So it's the days go through. So it's everybody are happy.
What, tell us about your love of BKB, because I mean you're 2-1 with us BKB, but you fought BKB before, but a different type of BKB. It was the MMA BKB.
Yeah, that's how my career with the bare knuckle fight start in Poland in Valetudo tournament. There was three fights in one night. No time limit, no weight limit, and no gloves. MMA rules with a little bit more technique what was allowed. And the difference is, that was still MMA. It was still ground, was still stand up, kicking, and everything else. And I just feel that in my age, I don't say that I don't want to do this anymore, but the BKB as a BKB, as a boxing, bare knuckle boxing, I think it's just natural stage of moving from one thing to another.
You're relatively new to this organization compared to Eric and others. What do you think of BKB, the organization?
Let's be honest. We talk about the first organization, I think, in the world what sanctioned the bare knuckle boxing, if I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's, for me, it's like fighting in UFC, but yeah, in the bare knuckle boxing, it's like it's weird, because the first show when I fought Ryan. Suddenly, I stood beside the Sweeney, who I saw the fights 10 years ago on the YouTube. Same with the rest of the fighters. It's like the people see them on the YouTube and say, "Oh wow, that's crazy." And I became friends with half of them, and we texting and we changing the experience. So it's amazing. It's like dreams come true.
You were talking to me before we started this. You were talking to me about the thing that gets to you is the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's the another thing in BKB. People coming there to see the good fights. People don't coming there to see the bloody knockouts or knockouts or some violent. People coming there to see the boxing as it was 100 years ago. Mm. And until you do good fight, people will love you anyway.
Yes.
And that's the beauty. People will love you. People will give you respect. And that's important for fighters, because what else we have as a
respect, isn't it? Keyword is everybody in outside the ring respects the you, the courage and things that you guys show inside the ring, because we couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's, we do something what 90% of the people don't even dream about to do.
Absolutely, 100%. I can vouch for that. But what about now? You're getting ready for your fight with Eric, but long term BKB. What do you want from BKB? Because I know you're a man who, you know, you want to look back at a belt, I would think.
Yeah, I of course everybody want a belt, right? Everybody want to be this best of the best in BKB. So basically, if you are best on the best in BKB, you are basically best of the best in the bare knuckle general. But belt is something besides. That's something extra. I think I told you also in one of the interview that I just want to fight with the best. So I said the same to Jim. I want to fight with the best. I don't gonna choose my opponents. What he's gonna choose for me, I gonna fight. But I want the best of the best to fight with. Win, lose doesn't matter. But I want to be with them in the ring.
No easy route for you. You want it the toughest it can be.
Yeah, but why else to do that? You fight with the best, or you fight in the different organization where you can make the record.
So we're talking. Your best weight is cruiserweight, isn't it? I mean, at MMA, you probably light heavy. You fought at light heavy, but cruiserweight's where you're comfortable now.
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel actually awesome in the weight between 95 and 100 kilo, under 100 kilo. I feel fast. I feel strong. Feel good with the body. Looks good. That's most important in a 40 years old guy. For 40 years old guy.
Yeah.
So yes, I wanna stay in the cruiserweight.
Who would you want Jim to pair you with if you could have that option?
With who?
In the cruiserweight division. Because we saw Carl Hobley do well, didn't we?
Yeah, it's I have two names that I really hope to fight maybe in December or next year. It's a Carl. And it's a big pod. That's the two names what I want to meet.
Well, Podmore did brilliantly, didn't he, Dan? Because he got down from heavyweight to cruiserweight and won the world title at cruiserweight, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's I talk with both of them. We are not the best friends, but we are friends. Carl was in my corner with. When I fought with Corey, so yeah, that's awesome, because it's gonna be the same atmosphere like between Ryan and Big Pod.
Yeah,
they are friends, but still in the ring
we saw that with Carl Hobley and Mickey Parker, didn't we? Good friends,
yeah.
Get in the ring. You don't care who it is, as long as you get that crack at the title. But I suppose really you need another win under your belt, and a win against Eric in the BYB Trigon, that would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's I don't know how it's a politic with the for BKB, because I'm gonna fight in BYB, so that's totally different organization, totally different rules, and it's not the ring, it's a different time rounds. So I have time. I'm still young for the BKB, so if that's gonna take me a few more fights, that's only better for me, because then I can adjust my technique, adjust my BKB style, and gain more knowledge about the BKB. I learn from fight to fight, and that's awesome experience for me.
Just finally, do you have a message for Eric ahead of the fight?
Message, yeah. Show up to the fight, and no excuse, please. No excuse before fights, and no excuse after fight. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just stop your bullshit. Fight like men.
It's always a pleasure, Simon. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll speak again. Good luck.
Thank you. See you soon, Tom.